I tell you, it looks like the weather is going to cooperate, and that is really good news because we've got so many cool things going on around the community this weekend. One of those cool things is a 5K run walk for mental health in Duluth called Emotions in Motion. Event organizer Alyssa Johnson joins us this morning to give us a little more information. Hi, Alyssa. Nice to have you here. So a little bit about the group SAVE that is putting the event on. SAVE stands for Suicide Awareness Voices of Education. And talk a little bit about what SAVE does and what their purpose is.
For sure. So SAVE has programs such as community education, professional education, public awareness campaigns, grief support, and resources. The contributions help increase public awareness, provide community education, and help grieving families in need.
So the idea of educating people more about suicide prevention, it's, I'm sure that a portion of that is, you know, warning signs and that kind of thing. But if you're going to educate folks about suicide prevention, it seems that you probably also have to back up a step and maybe educate folks a little bit about mental illness. Is that true?
That is true, yeah.
So how are some of the ways that SAVE tries to do that?
So they do have a phone number that people can call, and on their webpage they do have a bunch of information on there about warning signs and things like that.
Okay, and also for people to understand, too, a little bit more, the more you understand about mental illness, the less it's stigmatized, and it's that whole stigma thing is really strange, because that's what really keeps people from reaching out, and yet they say that just about everybody will have at least one episode of depression in their life. Is that right?
Yes.
So talk a little bit about the run walk itself. Is there going to be any kind of a program attached to it at all?
So registration starts at 8 a.m., and the walk run will start at 9. We'll have things wrapped up around noon. There are resources at the event as well. That people can go and get information from. And then it is at Canal, it's in Canal Park, corner of the Lake Park. Most people don't know where that is.
Okay.
So I'll give you some directions here. Drive as if you're going to Canal Park Lodge. There is a large pay lot to the left of the lodge that you can park in. After you have parked, you'll walk towards Lake Superior, and the park will be right in front of you by the Endion Station.
Okay.
You do have to pay for parking, so don't forget to do that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's the last thing. It's really depressing to have a ticket on your car. So, and it's a dog-friendly event. Is there going to be information available at the event, perhaps about the important part that pets play in our mental health?
I'm not sure that we have an actual resource table for that, but I will keep that in mind for sure.
I think that would be wonderful because there are plenty of folks that can certainly talk to that. And I bet a lot of the people participating would be able to talk about that also.
Yeah, a lot of people have dogs. So we do have little dog treat bags that you can get and register your dog to.
Nice. And don't forget to bring your pickup bags when you do the walk. That's
yes.
Always important. You've got them down at the by the lake walk, but just make sure you've got your own just in case.
Yes, for sure. And it is stroller accessible as well. A lot of people ask about
that. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So. And so if it's stroller accessible, I know that the lake walk is kind of goofy with all of the storm damage, but would it be, do you know if the route would be appropriate for somebody perhaps in a wheelchair?
I believe it is, because we start at the Endion Station and we go towards Leif Erikson Park, and I don't believe there was much damage going that direction on the boardwalk.
Okay.
I think it was more towards the lighthouses.
Terrific. So it's accessible to all kinds of two- and four-legged people.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, Alyssa, thanks so much. Is there a place that folks can go to get, obviously we can get a link set up to SAVE so that folks can find more information about their programming, but is there a page where people can go to get more information about this event if they'd maybe like to take part?
Yes. If you go to save.org, there is an event link that you can click on. And then I believe our event is probably on the top at the moment since that's the next upcoming event. So it should just be right on the top. And you can click on that link and it'll bring you to the donation/registration page.
All right. Fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us, Alyssa. It was great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Alyssa Johnson is with SAVE. Suicide Awareness Voices of Education. They're having an Emotions in Motion 5K Run Walk for mental health and mental health resources. The money will go to help educational programs to provide suicide, to prevent suicide, rather, through providing public awareness and education.